Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Patriots' most accomplished defensive free agent so far this year is a safety, longtime Arizona Cardinal Adrian Wilson. He joins a crew that includes Devin McCourty, Steve Gregory, and last year's second-round pick, Tavon Wilson. But it would be hard to claim that the Patriots are set at safety or feel comfortable long-term. That brings us to our latest draft preview and a closer look at the 2013 class of safeties. Will Kenny Vaccaro follow in the recent footsteps of Eric Berry and Mark Barron as a safety in the top 10? Well, that may be a stretch, but clearly the aggressive, physical, instinctive Texas product is emerging as this year's number one safety. At the Combine, the all-Big 12 first-teamer talked about versatility and making an impact in the NFL.
I think people are starting to appreciate safeties more now that tight ends are changing into freaks and controlling the middle of the field now. So you got to have a safety that can cover and come up and hit now. I'm versatile, but also I understand concepts. I think I can line guys up. I think I could be a quarterback of the defense and bring that athleticism on the back end.
In the late first, early second round category, potentially in the Patriots' wheelhouse, is Florida's Matt Elam, a playmaker and a Gators captain in 2012 as a junior. Elam is considered a strong in-the-box run defender, as evidenced by his 11 tackles for a loss each of the last two seasons. And his older brother is NFL veteran safety Abram Elam. A bit later in the draft, and certainly holding a spot on the all-name team, is Georgia's Bakari Rambo, who piled up 16 interceptions in college and has good size to transition to the NFL. The big red flag with Rambo, however, two failed drug tests and a suspension, which will likely knock down his draft weekend value. And I'm joined now by Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly. Paul, welcome back. We're talking about safeties, and the Patriots do have an interesting mix at safety, but they don't really have a number one safety, a guy that they feel probably long-term, this is a safety. Maybe this year in the draft, there are some pretty good high-end safeties. What are your thoughts about the higher-end safeties?
Well, I'm excited just to talk about a position that I think the Patriots might actually take a look at. You know, most of the time, you know, we've been dealing with some of the positions on offense that I think are full. You're right. They don't have a number one guy that you're going to hang your hat on. They don't have an Ed Reed in his prime, but they have added Adrian Wilson, so I do think that lessens the need, but there are some guys to look at. I think at the top, LSU, Eric Reed is a guy, good size, 6'2", moves really well, athletic, likes to hit as well. I think Eric Reed is a guy, you know, maybe late first round, second round, good value there. We love to throw around the word value when it comes to the Patriots. He's a guy that really caught my eye. Another guy from a smaller school, Georgia Southern, J.J. Wilcox, very athletic. Did a lot of kick return work. We know they have Leon Washington, but I also would expect the Patriots, if they're going to look for a defensive back or, you know, an athletic type, to find a guy who has some return experience. J.J. Wilcox from Georgia Southern has that.
Well, certainly safety is one of those positions that really, if you look at round one through round seven, undrafted guys, they're looking for guys who are going to be special teamers early on, maybe play four downs. We know about that. Later on in the draft, who are some finds you think that they might be able to uncover?
Well, I think, you know, this is a deep position. I think this safety class and a lot of the experts, I know Mike Mayock talked a lot about this at the Combine. This is a very deep position. There's a lot of different kinds of players here. DJ Swearinger is a guy from South Carolina that a lot of people are talking about. At the top end, you have Kenny Vaccaro, Matt Elam from Florida and Texas. These guys can play. There's a guy from Syracuse that I hadn't heard a lot about at the Combine, Shamarco Thomas. Yeah. Good size, like to hit a little bit, like to, you know, I like the way he moved around in the secondary. I thought he had some good range, did some different things well. Later on in the draft, there's a guy from Clemson, Rashard Hall, that I really liked. And just, you know, sort of looking at some of the draft bios, not really even a guy that everybody thinks will get drafted. Maybe a seventh-round guy, maybe a free agent. He really impressed me. I thought, again, good size, good range as a center fielder, did some different things, played near the line of scrimmage as well as in coverage. So I think there's a lot of different players that can play in safety, I would expect, will be a position the Patriots are going to target.
Absolutely. It's an interesting position because, you know, when they took Devin McCourty a couple years ago, a cornerback and special teams guy, well, now it looks like he might be entrenched at safety. So you never know where you're going to find
Then, you know, right now it looks like that, Brian, but what happens if you lose Aqib Talib or you know, next year? He's only signed for 1 year. Mm-hmm. Maybe McCourty has to make a trip back to cornerback, and now you're looking for that flagship guy that you can build your secondary around at safety. If McCourty has to move, you know, one of these guys could fill the bill.
Well, thanks, Paul. We are squarely in draft season right now, which we all love. But make sure during this draft season you hit up the Hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon here just beside Gillette Stadium. Some great behind-the-scenes information and artifacts and videos. The draft day jerseys from a lot of the Patriots' first-round picks. Just some great stuff there at the Hall. So if you're in the area, be sure to check out the Hall at Patriot Place. Paul and I do.
Did Drew Bledsoe's Washington State shirt in there?
We better go check on that. I want you to report back to us. All right? Paul and I go over there all the time. It's some great stuff over there. That's going to wrap it up for now. We've got much more in our defensive side of the ball with the draft previews. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.